A Burial at Sea by Charles Finch. Narrated by James Langton. Copyright 2011 by Charles Finch. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Charles Finch, care of International Creative Management, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. He gazed out at the sunfall from an open second-floor window, breathing deeply of the cool, salt air, and felt it was the first calm moment he had known in days. Between the outfitting, the packing, the political conversations with his brother, and a succession of formal meals that had served as shipboard introduction to the officers of the Lucy, his week in Plymouth had been a daze of action and information. Now, though, Charles Lennox could be still for a moment. As he looked out over the maze of thin streets that crossed the short path to the harbour, and then over the grey, calm water itself, smudged brown with half a dozen large ships and any number of small craft, he bent forward slightly over the hip-high window rail, hands in pockets. He was past 40 now, 42, and his frame, always thin and strong, had started to fill out some at the waist. His trim brown hair, however, was still untouched by grey. On his face was a slight, careworn smile, matched by his tired, happy, and curious hazel eyes. He had been for much of his life a detective, more lately a Member of Parliament for the district of Stirrington, and now for the first time he would be something else, something very like a diplomat, or even a spy. It had begun 2 months before.